A husband and wife duo from a city suburb have been made MBEs for their services to charity and the community in Norwich. David and Ruth Southgate of Reefham Road, Helsdon, were nominated in March 2019 after a member of their orchestra suggested it to two of their four sons. David, 81, and Ruth, 79, have dedicated more than 50 years of their lives to voluntary work, founding Meadowway Chapel in May 1971, as well as a 35-member orchestra. Those in the area may also know Mr. and Mrs. Southgate for their shop, Cards and Things, also run in Reefham Road, which is now run by their youngest son, Paul, and his other half, Helen. In more recent years, they founded and continue to work with Hawthorne Meadow Trust, which helps house the elderly in the community. Ruth said the award came as a complete surprise and that she is at a loss for words, while David added, all the work they do is for the love of the community. It was overwhelming to be recognised, Ruth said.
And the Norwich boss of a charity which has been instrumental in campaigning for women's rights has been made an MBE in the New Year's Honours List. Anita Prem, who lives in the city, founded Freedom Charity in 2010 and has overseen the creation of a 24-hour helpline for women facing severe abuse, modern slavery and dishonour abuse. Ms. Prem's accolade was given in honour of the positive impact her charity has had through championing the cause of women subjected to those issues. And she said, I'm incredibly humbled to be made an MBE and am happy to accept it on behalf of everyone at Freedom Charity who's been working relentlessly to protect women and girls.
A Norfolk poultry firm has donated its unsold meat and stuffing for charity Christmas dinners in Norwich, finding a positive end to a catastrophic year. Like many businesses in the sector, it has been a difficult 12 months for traditional Norfolk Poultry, TNP, based at Shropham near Attleborough. While already battling with soaring production costs, it lost tens of thousands of birds this year as the UK's worst ever bird flu outbreak sparked mass culls across East Anglia. It left the firm with a surplus of custom-made stuffing and bacon, already purchased from other suppliers, as there were not enough turkeys to make the expected number of added value products. Rather than go to waste, five pallets of the food were donated to help Christmas dinners for Norwich-based homeless youth and community charities St Martin's, the Matthew Project and the Phoenix Centre. And despite this year's devastating losses, the firm was also able to find some chickens and turkeys to continue its annual donation to the Hemsby Lifeboat Crew to thank them for their work during the year. TNP Manager Director Mark Goverton said, we have done everything we can to try and turn adversity into opportunity.
Christmas may only have just finished, but that hasn't stopped some Norfolk shops from tempting customers with Easter eggs already. Shoppers in some stores in Norwich may have been surprised to discover chocolate eggs had been placed on shelves more than 3 months before Easter Sunday. The sweet treats were found in Westlegate's Tesco Express and in Iceland in St Stephen's Street, while London Street's Tesco Express also had Easter snacks in stock. Dozens of eggs featuring firm favourites such as Cadbury's Dairy Milk, Twirl and Whisper lined the shelves of the Westlegate store, while Thornton's and Lindt Bunnies were offered in Iceland. While there were no chocolate eggs in the London Street Tesco Express, there were still signs of the spring celebration with Lindt Bunnies, mini eggs and cream eggs in the corner of the shop. Easter Sunday is actually on Sunday, April the 9th, with Good Friday, April the 7th, and Easter Monday, April the 10th, bank holidays sandwiched in between.
With its great selection of pubs and picturesque buildings, Norwich has been named among the most underrated places to go for a weekend break in 2023. The city was featured as an unsung spot in recent lists compiled by The Telegraph. Norwich was included on the list of 10 places, which also featured the likes of Leeds and Dundee. In the article, the city was praised for its history and culture, with several hotspots recommended to readers. The publication highlighted Norwich Castle Museum and noted newly opened food hall, Yalm, as being a great reason to visit. It also suggested a visit to the well-loved gastropub, the Ingham Swan, in North Norfolk, before also mentioning the Assembly House. The article added, those travelling with children should visit during February half-term for the Norwich Science Festival, which sees a week-long programme of wacky experiments take over the city.
Norfolk greeted some well-known faces in the most recent episode of the TV Celebrity Antiques Road Trip. Quiz show host and novelist Richard Osmond went head-to-head with his wife, Ingrid Oliver, the comedian, actress and Doctor Who star, as they toured the county's antique shops. The show aired on BBC Two on Wednesday, December the 28th, after they were spotted filming in Norfolk back in August. The team's first stop was the Wyndham Antique Centre before they headed to Norwich. Ingrid and antique expert Raj Bisram were greeted by the Reverend Canon Andy Bryant at Norwich Cathedral and sat in the cloisters to learn about our city's relationship with dragons and St. George. Right on cue, as in tradition, the much-loved Snap the Dragon was spotted through the cathedral cloisters. Later, Richard and his expert, Natasha Raskin-Sharp, visited Luce's Emporium in Magdalen Street to explore the vast offerings the antique store has to offer. The show visited Timeline Antique Centre in North Walsham, Leathering Set Watermill, Holt Antiques and Interiors Centre, before the husband and wife duo went to the auction house. The group headed to Silvermere Inn on the lake near Cobham to find out how much they earned and lost with their purchases. Starting with £400 each, Ingrid finished at a loss with £251.80, while Richard also finished at a loss, but less than Ingrid, finishing at £320.98. And posting on Twitter, he described a wonderful few days with great company, great weather, great Norfolk scenery, as he promoted the show.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. Next week's edition will be back to the we will be back to the regular 6 days of newspapers, so a bit less reading for your editorial team.
As usual, we remind you that when you've finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop it at the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free. We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of loyal volunteers who've produced it today. The editor was Ian Gorst, and the sound recordist was Simon Pitt. Don't forget, we always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. Once again, that's 01603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there's no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. And with that, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. So for now, it's goodbye from John and Jane.
Goodbye.